You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Let me just say right up front that this particular letter, I've not heard before anybody say this. I'd never thought about it before, and yet I'm somebody who loves to go out to restaurants to eat. I will never not think about this the next time I walk into a restaurant.
Right.
Are you the same way?
This is going to change you.
I mean, was this news to you?
This will change you. This was news to me. Yes, I've never heard of this.
We are most definitely going to be opening up our phones on this. We mostly want to hear from people who either work in the restaurant industry or have worked in the restaurant industry, because I think what we need is some sort of confirmation. The note comes from Amy, and she says, Dom and Jeremy, last night a friend of mine told me something about a job she once had at a restaurant, and I need to know if this is true. She said it was a pretty nice restaurant in a rich part of town. Let's just stop there for a second.
Oh, okay.
Are we guessing Cherry Creek? Is this down Tech Center area?
Sure, we know the fancy parts.
Cherry Creek, Tech Center, I'm guessing one of those two, maybe?
Probably.
Anyway. And the hostess had instructions. Let me also jump in here. Disclaimer. Jeremy and I are just reading this note. We apologize if this is offensive to anybody. This is Amy's note.
Okay. Blame Amy.
She said it was a pretty nice restaurant in a rich part of town, and the hostess had instructions to seat the ugly people in the back.
There it is.
That way, aww. And then she explains, that way when people came in, they'd see all the beautiful people near the front and want to eat there. She said if there were homely people up front, some people might turn around and leave.
Right.
Amy writes, when I told her this was the worst thing I've ever heard, she just shrugged and said a lot of restaurants do it. Dom and Jeremy, please tell me this is not true. Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, Amy. Thank you, Amy. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. I've never taken the time to do a glance at the sea of people at my Applebee's and see, you know, where the attractive people are sitting. I don't know. But I, dare I say, I get it for that type of restaurant. I get it. Like, it's when you walk into one of those places, it's a, do I want to be seen here? You know, and if you walk into that and you see some people that aren't tens, you're like, oh, I don't want to be seen here. I get it.
What a horrible thing to even say.
Well, you right at those places, it's a place to be seen and to hang out with the beautiful people.
And I don't know that it's necessarily the front of the restaurant or the back of the restaurant. Let's put it this way. Let's imagine, like if you're in the Wash Park area. Let's say you're going to go to Sushi Den or something like that, and they've got all those tables by the window.
Yeah.
You would want to put all the beautiful people in the window seats, right?
Sure.
Because it's like stores that, you know, have mannequins in their
store windows. Yeah,
they want people to come in. You know, you put the best-looking outfits up there.
Right. But the windows are the windows near the front of the restaurant? So you do the front of the restaurant and the windows, and then in the back you put, you know.
Well, Amy's friend says that a lot of restaurants do this, that they put the homely people in the back.
I wouldn't put it past them. You know, I've been subject to being seated in a certain area just because I have children. We've noticed this when we go to restaurants. There's the restaurant and then the back room where all the parents and kids are. And we always come in and we get, hey, how many kids, you know, and then way to the back we go with the other families, which I get as well. I get it. You don't want to interrupt the other tables with rowdy kids. So I'm sure restaurants have these policies and procedures.
And they're obviously not written down anywhere because they can't get busted for that, you know.
But right. I can see,
what if the manager is pulling the hostess aside and says,
"Listen, hey. we don't have this written anywhere as policy, but just so say, you know."
And then you're also dependent upon the hostess who has to make a decision.
Right, it's all subjective to the hostess.
Right, and what if a couple comes in and it's like a 9 and a 2? Right.
What do you do?
What do you do? Do you put them in the back? Do you put them up front because of the 9?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have a lot of questions about this.
It instantly gets me thinking, like, when we go to those places without kids, where am I being seated?
Where
am I generally?
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Once you hear this note from Amy, you're never going to be able to walk in a restaurant ever again. When they go to seat you, you're going to be like, whoa, why am I all the way back here?
I put on my good pants. Gee, and what if you're in the middle? You're kind of like,
you can go either way. You're about a 6, maybe.
Are we mad at this? I'm not mad at it. I'm fine with it.
Well, I find it fascinating, and I want to open up the phones. People who are in the restaurant industry, you've got to call us right now. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, especially if ever in your life you were a hostess.
Yeah.
Even if you call in to say, this is bull, I've never heard this before in my life, call and tell us that. Amy says that a friend of hers used to work at a, quote, pretty nice restaurant in a rich part of town, end quote, and the hostess had instructions to seat the, quote, ugly people in the back. Amy says, please tell me this is not true. We're going to go to the phone calls here. But first, let me read this quick note we got from Melanie, and then we'll take our calls. Melanie says, totally true. I worked for 2 years in college as a hostess, and we were told to put people in crappy clothes in the back corner. Also, anyone who came in and was really loud or obnoxious. And then she says, my manager even gave me extra money on the side if I did a good job
at
seating, quote, those people out of the way.
My gosh.
So if you're dressed like crap and you're obnoxiously loud, Melanie's job was to take you to that far corner.
She was getting a little kickback for it.
Yeah.
Way in the back.
To the phones we go. Here's Emily. Emily, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
We're good. So we have to know if this is true or not.
So I worked in restaurants for a really, really long time, doing everything from hosting to managing, everything across the board. And I got to tell you, in certain restaurants, it's 100% true. It's actually called dressing the dining room. So you are expected to kind of put the people that look better, quote unquote, like you said, in the window seats and up front, so that when people first walk in, that's what they see. But it also goes further, because even the valets are instructed that, like, if somebody shows up in a really nice car, those are the cars that you park right out front.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. We know that.
Yeah, definitely noticed that before. Yeah.
This is a thing. Oh, yeah. It goes on.
That's a really funny thing. If you go down to Park Meadows, and you know those restaurants on the, what is that, the south side?
In the lot there?
Where they have the valet, and they definitely do that. You know, if somebody will come in a McLaren or something like that.
It's up front.
They will park it right there with the gull doors up and everything. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, dressing the room. It's not happening at every restaurant. So, like, rest assured, never in my experience, if you went to, like, a Chili's or Applebee's, I don't think they're taking the time to do it there. But if you're going to a swanky, hip, new restaurant, they're absolutely dressing
the
dining
room.
I can
see it. It's no different than these, you know, where you show up to the club and it's got a line and they're letting the beautiful people in, you know. It's no different than that.
Emily,
the real exception to this is like bachelorette parties and bachelor parties. They're sticking them in the back all day.
Oh, yeah, because they're annoying. Super annoying.
That's wonderful. Hey, thank you for the call, Emily.
Thanks,
we appreciate you.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to. Thank you for that. That's a great call.
That's funny.
Here's Lorraine. Lorraine, good morning. Welcome to the show. Tell me, is it true?
It is true.
How do you know?
It is true. Because I've been in the hospitality business my entire life. My husband and I used to own a biker bar. And
nobody wants to sit next to somebody that has not had the same care for their personal hygiene than you do. It's true. It's a fact.
So you're telling
nobody
me
wants to sit next to stink.
Right, okay.
But it's a biker bar.
The funny thing is,
our bar was a biker bar, but if I go to a restaurant and it's my husband and I, and we want to eat, I don't want to sit next to somebody that smells.
Well, I think that's just a general yes.
The food.
I don't think any of us do want to do that.
So the hostess not only has to look you up and down, they got
to
lean in and get a whiff of you.
Sniff test.
Yes, she does. And if she can't smell you and I can, I'm having an issue with that.
My gosh, Lorraine. Do you have really big nostrils or something?
I have a really
you got a strong sniffer.
She has delicate sense.
You're like a bloodhound.
Oh my God. You made us laugh. Yep. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Bye, Lorraine.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Smell you later.